raising the gas. They burned coal and wood in here.
Oh, in this house?
Yeah, in this house when it was built.
And, but you have to have an outlet for these gas stoves.
And it's
water heaters and all.
It's put into that, this one's put right into that brick. Now the modern house, the day house built, well, they don't put a brick through in them. They seldom put a brick through. They just run the pipe right on out up through the roof for the gas.
And, well, what would you call this thing that they would use to carry bricks or something? It would have like one wheel and two handles.
Wheelbar.
It's a wheelbar.
Oh, yeah.
It's run on one wheel. It's got one wheel. I've got one of them sitting down there.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. It's a small one. Yeah.
Well, what would they use to sharpen? Well, you were talking about you didn't have to do much cradling, but if they wanted to sharpen a cradle, what would they use?
They had a rock. It is special for it's about that long,
mm-hmm.
and they call that there the knife part of a cradle. They call it a scythe blade, and it's about 3.5 feet long. Anyway, 3 or 3.5 feet long. Well, they use that rock there to sharpen that with, and they've got to be sharp. Now that cradle. It's got to be, scythe or blade of that cradle, it's got to be sharp. If it ain't sharp, it just knocked that grain down.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got to keep it sharp.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing, now they had one of them, but it's not got the fingers on it. Now that cradle has got fingers,
mm-hmm.
5 and 6 fingers here to hold this grain with.
Mm-hmm.
So they can just flick it off in their hand,
mm-hmm.
and make a bundle out of it, tie a whist of it. Yeah. But there's a briar blade, what's called a briar blade or a bush blade, and it's about 2 feet long,
mm-hmm.
and it's got no fence. It's cut weeds and briars and bushes with.
Mm-hmm.
But it's another thing. It's got to be sharp. Now,
it has to sharpen.
Yeah.
Well, now, what did they call that rock? Was it a particular type? Did they call it a?
I guess they did, but I don't remember
what.
It's not called a wet rock, is it? The wet rock is used in an axe, but now this rock is not called that. But I really don't know just what they did call that.
But a wet rock would be.
It's a special. It's a special rock was back then mm-hmm. for the sharpening of that blade, all right. But it's.
What about a big rock with like a handle on it that they turn?
Now that's a grind rock. That's called grind rock.
Mm-hmm.
And that's to grind axes. Main thing is to grind axes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it could be used to grind this here scythe all right enough,
mm-hmm.
and probably was used some.
Mm-hmm.
But main thing, see they had, now in the axes, they had one's a broad axe.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's what they hewed the logs with, the broad axe and the tie. It's used in, it's an axe, it'll be that wide.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got the head on it, of course. You can hammer with it if you wanted to, but it's not used too much for that. Well, then they've got the axe, it's two different kinds of chopping axe, they're called chopping axe. There's a double-bladed axe, and then there's a single-bladed axe with a pole axe, they call it a pole axe. It's got a head on the head,
mm-hmm.
and they call it a pole axe. Well, now that grind rock was used to sharpen them.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned the grind rock when I was a boy, till I was just a lazy and tired. I could not turn it.
That was pretty hard, too.
It is hard. Then later, now they put out a grind rock that on a frame